Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Or no offense or nothing. That's another one. FYI is usually not a good beginning. Mm-hmm. And please don't run out of the room crying after I tell you this.
This friendship fountain is broken. How can a black community or any community trust its neighbors if the gestures of friendship given isn't even cared for? It defeats the purpose. What we need are real actions, not performative actions.
On the way, you might find your new favorite podcast from these samples, NPR's Tiny Desk Concert, Fantastic with Dana Carvey, and Cincinnati Playhouse's Pod Play. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts have become an internet phenomenon over the past few years, made even better during the pandemic with more episodes and powerful names and music. Well, the episodes feature both famous and up-and-coming musicians playing some of their more well-known songs behind, well, a tiny desk, or actually more accurately, in their tiny bedroom with their tiny jammies on at home. The intimacy of seeing your favorite performer playing acoustic sets previously in a crowded NPR office and now at home, on their own, in a tiny desk, is unrivaled, as viewers get a glimpse of the raw versions of both the music and the musicians who created it. And the podcast version of these weekly installments captures this intimacy just as well. So here's a sample from the Tiny Desk Concert podcast featuring British-born musician, producer, and Grammy winner Jacob Collier, who's the first British artist to win a Grammy Award for his first 4 albums, by the way. In this clip, Collier shows up from his house playing all the instruments and singing all the parts, melody, and harmonies on this song, All I Need.
I'll be singing in the starlight underneath the moonlight. Oh, how long? Cause I love your smile and it makes me feel alright. Alright! I will sing it to the sun. You will always be the one for me. Let your love shine. Let your love shine on. I will sing it in the starlight.
Jacob Collier on NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Podcast. Discover new artists and see your old favorites in a new light at home with this weekly mini concert series. All of this available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. The Church Lady, Garth on Wayne's World, Red Rednecky. Dana Carvey has entertained the world on his unique and joyful comedy. Well, if you're a fan, you'll love his podcast that shares both his creative style along with an intimate look into his life and his world. In his podcast, Fantastic with Dana Carvey. He says, as you listen to his podcast, you intrinsically know more about me in a real sense than anyone who's ever interviewed me. That's his podcast, Unfiltered, Riffing in Real Time. Give you a sense of that with Fantastic with David Carvey. From the episode over the summer called It's a Madhouse, Dana shares one of his favorite lists. This clip features the top 10 things people say that annoy him.
All right. In no particular order. It's all good. Could be worse.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
I know you better than you know yourself. Or when someone calls you, we have this with John Troyer, it's a running gag. You all right? Instead of hello, you okay? Can you do that for me? Like next time we have dinner, can you show up early? Can you do that for me? Good one. They fucked you. That's another thing. Like when you're just sort of openly complaining about something that happened, they fucked you, man. I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Or no offense or nothing. That's another one. FYI is usually not a good beginning. Mm-hmm. And please don't run out of the room crying after I tell you this. So those are my top 10 annoying things that people say to guarantee they spend their life alone.
Dana, I'm telling you this for your own good, but
there's one. That's good.
You know the one I hate? Hey, that's how I roll. Oh, why don't you roll the fuck out of here then? All right. You guys want to do that? Yeah, I'm a happy camper. Happy camper's got to be X from the lexicon. This is none of my business, but...
Those are all good.
From Fantastic with Dana Carvey. Get inside with Dana on his life, his friends, and his comedy with Fantastic with Dana Carvey. Available on the Start Here menu under the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park has been experimenting with unconventional theater productions called Off the Grid, creating interactive performances taking place in site-specific or social settings that reimagine the nature of theatrical storytelling. And one of those experiments is an immersive and physical podcast series called Pod Plays. These original audio plays each take place in a unique location around Cincinnati, and you're guided through the space as the story unfolds, interacting with the same views, spots, and markers as the characters in the story you're streaming. So that's cool. Well, here's a taste of Cincinnati Playhouse's Pod Plays from the episode Edge of Town. It's the journey of a young black musician as he navigates his former home of Wyoming, Ohio, searching for the truth and hope by reflecting on the past, present, and future. In this clip, the narrator, Deuces 2, asks listeners to notice the stark contrast between the cities as you cross over the train tracks from Wyoming into Lachlan to the friendship fountain that Wyoming gifted Lachlan.
I want us to walk around the fountain. Once we do that, I want us to take a look at Lachlan and then turn around and observe Wyoming to see the difference. I will give us further directions on when to cross the train tracks again back into Wyoming. I want to show you this friendship fountain for Wyoming and Lachlan. Are you familiar? The question I have is, what does friendship really mean? We define friendship in simple terms. But friendship means much more than that. As a man who cherishes friendship in all its meaning, I don't see it here. Not at this fountain. Not for our neighbors. This friendship fountain is broken. How can a black community or any community trust its neighbors if the gestures of friendship given isn't even cared for? It defeats the purpose. What we need are real actions, not performative actions. It's not our job to fix our neighbor's car every day, but giving them the tools to fix it will be better than anything. We can't afford another lost generation. We can't keep performing without intention. It doesn't make sense, especially for the future generations. If we really cared, we would show our appreciation more. Let's walk back into Wyoming, towards the gazebo, passing the ice cream shop. Cross Oak Avenue towards the Village Green. As the music plays, walk straight down the middle path towards the gazebo. Once you reach the center of the gazebo, take a seat if you want and observe the scenery. If it's occupied, find a seat or a table nearby. We walk on a street full of history. I listen to the sounds that remind me of a mystery. This black history. But there's more to the past, and I just need to understand it so I know what I have. I see my life flash before me at the age of 22, realizing everything I'm not was in an interview. White walls, window colors got me think about my brothers. Like, do we still love each other and our mothers through this truth? I sit back and
wonder about the simple times. Cause Lord knows the grass is greener where we free our minds. I pray for more direction so we can follow the signs. Cause I never wanna feel like we were left behind. Cause time just doesn't stop. I just reminisce as a kid on the block. But when I looked around at the white people watch as we struggled every day trying to understand stocks, I often wonder if we all had a dream. And do my brothers still understand what it means? It shouldn't be this hard just to cruise through the seas. Oh, I just wanted to say it's all love in the streets, but still I wonder.
In a local creator spotlight, that's Cincinnati Playhouse in the Parks, Pod Plays, reimagining the nature of theatrical storytelling. A unique and immersive version of podcasting from the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. Available now on WVXU's Start Here local podcast collection at wvxu.org/start here. To the charts we go. Our quick look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are up and coming around the nation as presented by iTunesCharts.net. Well, two new podcasts have debuted with a bang in the last week. The first is Suspect by Wondery. It's about a Halloween party with themed rooms and costume partygoers, but by the end of the night, one of the party hosts is murdered, and the partygoers are the main suspects in the eyes of the police. Was the guy in the devil mask the guy? Was the guy dressed as Jesus, the bank robber, the construction worker? Suspect is a series about cutting-edge science and mislaid justice, race and policing, and the kinds of weighty choices that cops and prosecutors make every day. The other hot new podcast is from NBC News, and it's called Southlake. Southlake, Texas seems to have it all. Stately homes, intense civic pride, and above all, terrific schools. So when a video surfaced in 2018 showing Southlake High School students chanting the N-word, the school board vowed to make changes. But those changes set off a backlash that's consumed Southlake ever since, fueled by a growing national crusade against critical race theory. Southlake tells the story of how one idyllic city became the test case for a new political strategy with national repercussions. That's Southlake and Suspect, both number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.